Craigslist.
My name's Craig, K-R-A-G-G.
Merry Craigmas to one and all, but especially our mate Craig. Hello, mate.
Hello, mate. Merry Craigmas to you too, too.
You too, too.
You too, too.
Is there a more English proper way of saying that?
You and too, you too. Too. And to you too, too.
Well, today we're doing Christmas...
Munchies.
Christmas munchies. Oh, let's start with number three. Munchies. Let's go.
Three. Number three on my Christmas munchies list is White Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Explain that
the
to me.
The rice bubbles. It's made out of rice bubbles, powdered milk, cocoa, lots of icing, sugar. It's all stuck together in the fridge. There's no baking or anything. It's, and you just cut it up into blocks and just eat it.
It's sort of like, you know, Gaundi, are you familiar with LCM bars?
Yeah.
Those like Rice Krispie treat type bars?
Yeah.
It's like that, but with a ton more sugar in it.
Oh, and they sit in the little wrapper, yeah? The little colourful wrappers in the fridge. Like not wrapped up, but like the little base, like the little cupcake base kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, I suppose you could put them in those little cupcake things like you do with chocolate crackles.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing.
So White Christmas is usually like a little, it's a square block of the stuff.
Right.
He needs children, this lad, hey, so he learns what this stuff is.
All in due time, Craig. I'll be getting some parenting tips off you in no time.
That could be dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous, you and me both. Oh, mate, this is getting me excited about Christmas. Let's do number two.
Something hot, but a lovely munchie to sit down on your coffee table. Children love this one, adults love this one, and grandparents get off on this one. Because there's no chewing involved. It's called the cob loaf.
The cob loaf.
Best. So good. So
yes.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's the bomb, isn't it?
It's so good.
You break the bread.
Bacon.
Dip it in. Except when it gets down to the end, Craig, and it's soggy.
Well, see, that's where you just eat it like a pizza, mate. Fold it up.
How do you decide who gets that at the end?
Oh, mate, well, it's usually either the lady that makes it or her better half.
Okay,
by that time, they're going, no, children, you cannot have that piece.
You save the soggiest bit for the hungriest mouth.
That's it, because all the juices and that all run to the bottom, and that's the best part. It's the best part. It's like having a stew that's 2 days old. It always
tastes
better.
Oh, no. Oh, cob loaf, that is ripper, though. Let's go number one.
And number one, this is my personal favourite. I can't do a Christmas without this. And this is because I've been friends with the Square Bear for a long time. And that is Rumball.
Rumballs!
Yes, and I don't mean pretend Rumball. I mean Bundaberg Rum Rumball.
Let's get ready to Rumball.
That's it. Let's throw a ball down, yes.
I remember when you're kids, you can eat them. Can you eat them as kids?
Okay, I swear there was a guy that ate like a bunch of Rumballs at a party and then he got done for DUI.
Yep.
Yeah, and he was over the limit or close to the limit, or I do remember that being a news story a little while back. So Rumball with caution, definitely. And I don't think kids can have the good ones.
No. Maybe if they're being annoying, you slip them one and quiet them down a bit. You know, like.
Oh, crap.
Well, but we won't say that. We won't tell anyone that one.
So right? What are the ones the kids eat? Can you make them without the actual rum, but it still has that rum flavouring, can you?
You just get rum essence.
Oh.
Like vanilla essence. And it's just like, bang, pretend rum. But, like, I've been, you can't put that past a professional rum drinker like myself.
Right.
We pick up.
There are lots of recipes. If you just type rum balls without rum or kid-friendly rum balls, there's loads of recipes, but we know the ones that you're talking about, Craig.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, we feel you.
Yeah, they're the bomb, hey. So, it was a close one between the cob loaf and the rum balls for number one. But my dear old grandmother, she made the best rum balls, hey.
Oh, so nice. That's
bless her heart, yeah.
I wonder which ones I ate as a kid. I can't remember. Probably the real ones, if that's the case.
Well, I'd say it would be, mate. I don't think they would have had rum essence back in your day.
Yeah, probably not. All right, well, there's some great ones for the Christmas table. Thank you so much, Craig. The top Christmas munchies. Merry Craigmas.
Merry Craigmas to you too. Have a safe one. And I hope you get all the presents you want.